From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Natasha Von Holdrich reports for Columbia Green Media that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors will continue to live stream their meetings on YouTube. Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Morrell said, and I quote, "We will still live stream it on YouTube so that the public can watch it. But if the public wants to make comments, they have to come to 401 State Street in Hudson," end quote. The board also passed a local law allowing supervisors to participate remotely for full meetings or committees when necessary beginning in June. Morrell said, and I quote, "The way the law is set up, meetings will be in person, and if there is extenuating circumstances, a supervisor can still join virtually. That can be because of illness or because of child care issues and so on," end quote. Hudson, Philmont, Catskill, and many other local towns also provide live web stream of their meetings for constituents. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Joshua Solomon in the Times Union asks when Representative Antonio Delgado will resign and become lieutenant governor. He does not get an answer. Governor Kathy Hochul tapped the current 19th Congressional District Representative as her second-in-command May 3rd, saying she would announce the exact date he would assume the role, and I quote, "in the near future," end quote, adding it would be, and I quote, "sometime this month," end quote. If Delgado resigns now or later in June, it would trigger a special election to fill the seat. But if Delgado resigns between May 25th and June 4th, that special election could be held on the same day as the state's congressional and state Senate primaries, August 23rd. Mark Molinaro, the Republican seeking the congressional seat, said, and I quote, "If there was a plan, say it. We assume their plan is to maximize their political benefit. I think it's in the best interest of all of us to have a special election to fill the seat," end quote. Actually, it would be in the best interest of taxpayers to have the elections on the same day. And the story says unnamed political observers believe Republicans prefer lower turnout, which would happen with a one-race special election. Democrat Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan has hinted he will run to fill Delgado's seat. Delgado is not commenting, nor is his staff, and Hochul's office says they are, and I quote, "working with the lieutenant governor designate's team on the transition," end quote. Further complicating the election to replace Delgado is that no one knows where the district will represent, as the redistricting process is still tied up in court after Democrats' gerrymandered maps were thrown out. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Rebecca C. Lewis reports for City and State about what lawmakers in Albany might pass before the legislature's session ends June 2nd. Since the leaked U.S. Supreme Court draft decision overturning Roe v. Wade became public, state lawmakers have been discussing ways to strengthen New York's laws and fund abortions for women coming from more restrictive states. The Clean Slate Act, which would clear the records of many convicted of crimes when a certain amount of time passes after their release, good cause eviction laws have already been passed in the cities of Albany and Poughkeepsie, and state lawmakers are considering a state law that would make it harder for landlords to evict tenants. Read more about this story at City and State. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.